Let's see the Mishnah, Adam and Vavan, the base. The Perek begins, Elanar Sheeshlam Knas. And the Perek begins with the Chiddush, even Chavi Lavin, and even Chavi Krisis. You don't apply, Kam Levi Dirabine. You don't say, since it's an issue, Shen Uwila Kaimo, you can't fulfill the Loisele Yishos, so you don't have to pay the Knas. Now, Elanar Sheeshlam Knas, even in that case. Now the Mishnah has, by contrary, Elanar Sheeshlam Knas. Following women, there's no knas. Who there's no knas if she's a ba'ula or a safik ba'ula? Habala giyores, vala shvuya, vala shivcha, shenivdo, v'shenish skyro, v'shenish tachriru. The giyores, the verb shenish skyro goes on the giyores. And the shvuya, the verb should apply shenivdo. And shenish tachriru goes on the shivcha. So we assume if you have a little Jewish girl, and she's a naira between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, we assume that she's a besula. When she was born, she was a besula, and you still have the chazoket. You're not moitzi mamon. How are you moitzi mamon based on a chazok? And the answer is there are two types of chazokas. There's a chazok, but there's no reisev, but there's no leilus hasafek. There's a chazok, but there is a leilus hasafek. So we said, in holchem mamon achar haroiv, you're not moitzi mamon based on a roiv. And the Pnei Yeshua had a Kavachimer, and we found in this, the Nochamas has the Kavachimer. If Roiv is not good to be Moitzi Mamon, Chazok is certainly not good to be Moitzi Mamon. So how do you ever make a man pay for Einus and Mefata? Maybe she's a Bula, how do you know she's a Bsula? And so there's a Chazok without a Reza, there's no later Sasofik. So that's such a strong Chazok here. You're Moitzi Mamon based on an also. It's a Chazok. The Gemara needs Psukim to prove, how do you know? Menoha, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph, has a whole sugi. Menoha, Milsa, Dam, Rachman, Zil, Basa, Chazoka. How do you know Basa, Chazoka? So Tosis says, the Gemara is asking, how do you know the Chazoka is good, even when there's a later Sasafik, even though there's grounds to suspect that maybe it changed, maybe the situation changed. But if there's no later Sasafik, there's no Reza, of course you go Basa, Chazoka, even to be Moitzi Mam, and that's not a Shav. So Eilu Narish Yeshlam Knas, a normal Jewish girl is tell of the chazok if she's a psula and you might see a moment. But over here, if she was a nochris, or she was a shivcha, so marbe shvachas marbe zima. And by the nochrim, there's shtufe zima. Tosis says, the haravim, Tosis quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, that 10 measures of pritzis yorda lo'olam, Tosis quotes Kiddushin, mem tesam and beis. Asara kabin zima yorda lo'olam, tisha notlu haravim. The Arabs more so than the others. Okay, but we assume the Nochrim are much more shtufei zimo than Yisrael. So there is already a lofik. So if the girl's misgayra or nishtachar or nivdis, younger than Gimel Shani Ve'emechot, so she can't be a bula even if she tries to, because b'suleh choyzer, chusim b'ashol shani ve'emechot, zain b'yosabi alfi din. And it's b'suleh choyzer. That halacha, that chusim and bashal shani v'yamechod, is not called bia. It's not because b'soleh chayzim. It happens that it corresponds also b'soleh chayzim. The Gemara has a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin at Perek Arba Mises, when you have mishkav zohar, so it doesn't correspond to anything. Mishkav zohar doesn't. You can't talk about b'soleh chayzim and b'soleh chayzim. No b'sulim. They're both zohorim. And he's doing the Tashma Shaloi Kedarka. So it's not shaykh to talk about Psulei Chayzim, Eim Psulei Chayzim. So still the Gemara has a machloik is, how old does the Nishkav have to be? 3 or 9? Because by any Eishas Isha Zinsa, any case of Chavi Lavin, Chavi Mises, and so on, Chavi Krisis, if the Zohar is younger than Teshu Shani V'Yamechod, and the Kev is younger than Gimel Shani V'Yamechod, so same be also Biyam. So here the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, the difference between Zohar and Nekev is that Zohar versus Nekev. So here they're both Zohorim, so they both have to be 9 years old. Or they say no, the word is the Shechev has to be 9 and the Nishkav has to be 3. So here the Nishkav is a Zohar. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. What age do we apply? It's a din, like Shurim Halacha Moshe Mitzina. So this is one of the Shurim. That a kot noktana ain bi osam biya. Let's say someone is Baal Akhtana Shaloi Kedarka. So what are you talking about, Psula Chosrim? There is no membrane by the Shaloi Kedarka. Derech Neka Beisarei, there is no Psulim Chosrim. It's Allah, that Pchusa, by Akhtana, ain't be also Biyo. And the Shir for Akhtana, Shir for Gadlos, for Das, the Shir for Gadlos, for Baronshin, is Yud Beishan, Vyamechon, Shtei Cyrus. by boys the gimel shani mem mechon and shtei saris and the shir for godless for biyasa biya. So for a boy it's teisha shani mem mechon, and then the shaylus for the girl it's gimel shani mem mechon. Does that mean a zocha versus an akeva, or is it a shechet versus an ishka? So nafkamina chaps this machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, how old does the nishkav have to be by nishkav zocha? Does he have to be 3 or does he have to be 9? So it's a din that it happens that it's also b'sula achoizrim. It happens that that karisma, but it's not the embiyosabiyah because b'sula achoizrim. That's not the reason why. So why is it the embiyosabiyah mishaloi kedarko? There's nothing to discuss about b'sula achoizrim over there. So the Mishnah says, by the nochrim and by the shvachas, the shtufei zimo. So therefore, there is a latest hasafik. So if she's older than a gimel shonim yemechot, so it's already, it can't be motzi mamon based on a chazaka. Can't be motzi mamon. If she's a nizgara p'chusma sholoshanim yemechot, so of course she's a psula. By definition, and biyasa biya, of course she's a psula. But yosef gimel shonim yemechot is biyasa biya, so the shtuf is him. So there is a latest hasafik. Rabbi Yudayim ha-shvuyah she-nifnes arehi b'gdushasa. Even though she was niftis after the age of Gimel Shonim Yemechot, even she's a gdola, she's 25 years old. Also, shvuyah niftis, and there's no onus of mevatah if she's already 21 years old. Okay, so if even if she's a gdola means between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, afal pishe gdola, so she still gets onus of mevatah money. The second half of the Mishnah we have been discussing for the longest time. Abal Bitoi, Mishnah says, Elaham Knas, Neshen Mishchai Ben Apshar, Shem Misos Medei Odom, Medei Bezen, Chol Mishchai Ben Apshar, Shem Mishal Mom Shenem, Lo Yosan Om Shiyanish, that's Kam Levi Derabene. That we've heard before, that there's an institution of Kam Levi Derabene.
If a girl is Nivala Pasala, less than 3, it does also have no significance.
Right, does not. Same be also be. It's like it tickled her. It's not considered a ma'aser be. Yeah. So now the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbah, how to understand Rabbi Yudah. What did Rabbi Yudah say over here? Why is it if the girl is a shvuya, she nivdis, and she's a gdailo, not only she's less than 2, even if she's a gdailo, she's already over 12 and she's nivdis. Why is it that that she collects zaynis and mefatamani? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Daisa, Omer Dover Echad. What's the Dover Echad? The Rishonim quote the Rashbam, that sometimes the Gemara lists off a whole list of Tanoim, Omer Dover Echad, and sometimes the Gemara will say, Kulu Svirulu, they all say. When it says, let's say, Odom, Kulu Svirulu, Odom Makhtan Dover Shlo Bol Yom, we usually have a rule, Ein Halacha Kishita. When the Gemara lists off rabbis A, B, C, D, all hold like this, if you're collecting, if that's the majority opinions, so what are you saying? Rabbis A, B, C, D, that's the din. I mean, the fact that we're collecting rabbis A, B, C, D, it's a collector's item. That this is the minority opinion, even though you have 5 rabbis all like that, ein halacha kishita. That's a tradition for the Goinim. So take Lamasha, the Gemara lists off in Yavam, the Gemara lists off rabbis A, B, C, D, E, all say, Oda Makhtan Dova Shalab Baliyam. So that's a dead giveaway. We don't pass them like that. We pass them against Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara gives cases that they don't all say exactly the same. Kula Sviru Lahu, to a certain extent or another, other Makna Dova Shlobalyam. Some say in this case, some say in that case, not identical. Or the Gemara has in the first parak in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Rabbis A, B, C, D, E, F, all that a Sukkah has to be Diras Keva. They didn't all say the same thing. Some said Diras Keva, the Sukkah has to be Zion al Zion Tvachim. Some said the Sukkah has to be Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Diras Keva. Clearly they're not the same. Some said a round Sukkah is no good. It's not called Diras Keva. Even if you need a Diras Keva, you can say a round Sukkah is also Diras Keva. There are brick buildings that they build in circles. So whenever, so that's what the Rishonim quote from the Rashbam. That they call him Rabbeinu Shmuel Romrog. He lived in the city, Romrog, city of France, Rashbam. So he says, whenever it says Omer Dovrecha, it means exactly the same. Whenever it says Kula Sviruluhu, it means that they hold something similar, not necessarily identical. So here Rabbi Yochanan states, Omer Dovrecha, they both say the same thing. What? there is an institution of Shvuy Asur L'Koyin, that's Midrabbanon, she nishbis bi aragoyim, if nishbis alinyanei nefashis, nishbis alinyanei mamon, they're not going to start up with her. She'll pay her taxes and they'll set her free from prison. But nishbis alinyanei nefashis, so they're free to do whatever they please, so then she's Asur L'Kuhuna, so it's a machloikis, Reb Yudin HaChachamim, what exactly was the nature of the Gzera Derabbanon? So Reb Yudin and Rabbi Daisa both hold the same Amr Davar Echad. What's Davar Echad? They both hold the Gemara's Lashon is that Shvuya Bikdushasa Kaima. What do you mean Shvuya Bikdushasa Kaima? Even with the Rabbana, they never said that there's a suffix whether she's a Nival Ola Akum or not. We assume she was like Nival Ola Akum. Like Rabbi Daisa says in the Brisa that the Gemara quotes, it says on the side, it's really a Mishnah in Masechas Adias. But why does the Gemara say the Tanya? Here, the third line of the Gemara. Why does it say the Tanya? It's on the margin. On the right side, it says because the explanation that he gives, Rav Dosa gives, Chima Osa Lo Aravizem Chnei Shemiach Lo Bein Dal Deho, Solomon Akuna, that explanation doesn't appear in the Mishnah Radius. That just appears in the Brisa. So that's why it says the Tanya. Because I want to quote the explanation. So Rav Dosa says, even with the Rabbanan, there is no latest Asafik. Rabbi Yochanan claims Rabbi Dais and Rabbi Yudah both hold the same. Even with the Rabbanon, there isn't a latest Asafik. Maybe she was Nivolo. Despite the fact that she's Badai Lo Nivolo to the Nochri, we ask him with the Rabbanon the Kuhuna. My loss of Yuchsen. Sure. Not that it's a Sofik with the Rabbanon. Not even a Sofik with the Rabbanon. So Badai, that is not so. Let's say a man comes to deliver a get to an isha, maybe get Medina Sayyam, the first Mishnah in Gittin. Maybe get Medina Sayyam, so he says, Befanai Nechta. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why is he Nemon? He's a Dechot. Shouldn't it be the issue that is coming to be involved, whether the get was written in Shema, should be considered an Inyan of Dovish of the Arab, he should really need Shnei Edim. So the Gemara says, no. Stam Safra the Dynamig Megamiri. Ruba the Ruba of the Sofrim, even the Chutz Lords know the din that you're supposed to write a get the Shema. There's a miyut, and the Gemara said, even according to Amech, Hashin, a miyut, there's a miyut of the miyuta. That they won't, in principle, they don't believe in the Shema, they'll write a get Shalom the Shema. So even though it's miyut of the miyuta, I feel the Rameh Loichaish, see here, my loss of Yuchsen, so they made a chumre that we consider it as if it's a suffix, whether the get was written or Shema, even though it's only miyuta the miyuta, a very small percentage. The Rabbanim we consider it a suffix. So if the woman is going to get married from the get, maybe get Medina Sayyam, and the Shliach didn't say before the Nechva, so since the whole suffix is only with the Rabbanim, so they said, we believe the Eid Echad. Because Minatar, there is no suffix. Fine. But over there, at least you have a suffix. Or let's say a woman was married for years and years, and her husband was in the army and he disappeared. We don't know if he's alive or dead. So comes in Eid Echad and says that the husband is dead. So that's a real question. I mean, Atari, you should really need Shnei Edim. The Gemara seems to say it's only a Kula Midi Rabbanan that Eid Echad works. And it's a question, not how does that work? The Chachamim are only authored. That's where the Gemara has the whole sugya. And Yevomis on Daf Peites and Daf Tzarek, Daf Peches, Peites, Daf Tzarek, goes on and on and on, that the Chachamim only have authority, Laka Domen Ator B'Shevi Altasa. They have the right to tell you not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos, and that the Gershon Nizgar Be'er Pesach shouldn't participate in the Korban Pesach, and you shouldn't put on tzitzis on the Begad Shel Pishton. Even though Minatari, you're wearing a four-corner garment, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis, but the Rabbon will prohibit you. So that's Yeshkeach Lakar, Dov Minatari, Shevi Altasa. Here the Chachamim are permitting the girl to marry Yeshkeach Lakar, Bikumbi Asei. On the level of the Raisa, you have insufficient evidence. So it's a big problem, all the Rishonim break the heads. It's a big problem. Why is the Eid Echad Takanemen over there? So there, by Meis Baila, that you believe Eid Echad, that's a real issue that I said. We're not so sure even how it works. So that's a chiddush that the Eid Echad is Nemen. By the Lishma, by the Gim, it's Menat Torah, even according to Rameh, the Chayish L'Miyuta, but the Gemara said the first Davi Gittin, this is Miyuta the Miyuta, because Stam Safra the Dinah, Megamiri means Ruba the Ruba. So only Miyuta the Miyuta are going to insist on writing the Get Shalor Lishma. But still Midi Rabbanon, they said there's a Suffolk. So we treat it as a Suffolk. It's a Get Lishma. So we need Hagodah Seydis the shliach la'iloch has to testify before an echtem, before an echtem. So then there's a Mishnah that says, if a man comes and says, meis bailo, the husband is missing for 2 years, and a Eidecha comes in and says, meis bailo, I know that he's dead, I was there from the Chevra Kadisha, we buried him, he's dead. So then the Mishnah says he's not allowed to marry her. Or the Shliach La'ilocha from Chutzlar, it says, Bafanaech Neget was written Lishma, so the Mishnah says, Hareza lo Yisrael, he's not allowed to marry her. Because the Gemara says, Hasamim Chik Shuspet, Luzus Vasam Harchek Me'alecha, it doesn't look right, it looks like it's a shtick. He's going to say the husband is dead, in order he should marry her, maybe he's telling a lie. So that's when you have a real sofek, by the meis bailo, you have a real sofek on the level of the raisa, maybe the husband is still alive. By the get written shelo lishma, min haTorah there's no sofek. Min haTorah, even according to Rav Meir, it's a miyuta and a miyuta only, but when the Rabbanan treat it as a sofek. So that's the shaila here. What's the nature of the chumrim of the Rabbanan? That the shvuya, min haTorah, we assume the shvuya was lo nivalo lenochri. Shtal of the chazake, but we shtal the chazaka that she was a psula, she's still a psula. The same with the Rabbanon, there is a latest asafik, and there's real asafik, and someone's going to come and say, I was there the whole time when she was in prison, I was in an exile, I know for sure that no one touched her. So you would say the same thing, there's a real asafik over there, and you wouldn't accept, if he's going to go marry her, you wouldn't accept his testimony, just like by the meis bailo, just by the shliach loyloch, who said, or would you say, nah, the whole thing over here doesn't correspond to reality. There isn't the latest asafi, even with the Rabbanon. That's the Losh and Gemara. The Shvuya, Bikdushasa Kaima, even with the Rabbanon, they never said that there's a asafi. They said, she shouldn't marry a Kohen HaChumra, even though it doesn't correspond to reality. We know that she wasn't Nivala to the Nochri. Even the Rabbanan is not a Sufi. She wasn't Nivala to the Nochri, we know that.
She wants to marry a Kohen. Did it stay safe?
By a Shvuya. I don't remember what the din is. I don't remember. I have to look up the din. I don't remember if the Gemara talks about it.
Mishnah.
Huh?
Mishnah on the second
parak. Mishnah says what?
It says that
in which case?
If she gets married.
In case she marries him. What if she marries someone else?
Yeah.
Let's say Shvuya marries a Kohen. And no one testifies that she was Loi Nivala. Is that the Farish?
Huh? It's Aiden, it's both Aiden. And if Aiden come afterwards and say Lo Nitmel, or if she has a Peshasa, she says, Yishveti Utoharani.
Yeah.
And she gets married. We don't believe her. If one Aiden comes and says, that she was a shvuya and she's tehorah. We believe her and she can get married. And then if Aiden come later and say she was a shvuya, we say lo teitze, mehetera harisha. Or according to Abu Shmuel, according to Chachamim, only if she got married already.
But normally it would be teitze. Yeah. If you establish that a woman is a shvuya, it would be teitze. Okay. So here, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan considers this the machlokes hatanoim. To what extent did they prohibit the shvuya from marrying? Apparently, they didn't state it. It's a mashmos from the Mishnah, the Farish in the Mishnah. Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi say that sometimes we do say even makardav minatar, even that shev al tase, we do say that?
Even kumiya say.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
In rare cases, Tosis claims that this Eidechot Neman by Meis Bailo is one of the rare cases that we do believe Eidechot, even though it's Akira's Dovah HaTorah, because it's a Dovah HaDoimah. Because it sounds like it's a Dindaraisa. The Gemara says, Mitochom Shachmar Talah. The Gemara gives two explanations why the Eidechot should be believed. So one reason is that it's a Milsa David Lugluy Lo Mishakri. The Eidechot would never tell a lie if he knows that he could get caught red handed in the lie. The Gemara has that when you get to Dinam Derais. Let's say a Nochri is selling eggs. And it looks like eggs from a hen, but it could be that it's eggs from an ostrich, could be that it's eggs from a raven, from a treifa bird. So, and the Nochri doesn't have them on us because he doesn't keep kosher. So the Gemara says in Chula, nonetheless, the Nochri is believed to say that these are kosher eggs from a hen because it's milsa David Lugluy. And I'm going to go home, I'm going to crack open the egg. You can't tell from the outside of the egg whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. Once you crack it open, you can tell right away. So the Gemara says, then Rachel wouldn't be such a fool to try to make a dollar, the customers are going to find that in 2 minutes. They're going to take it home, they're going to crack it open, they're going to tell everybody else, don't buy anything from this guy. He's a liar. So it's a milsa, even a nochri is believed. Not that he's believed, he go basarayv, that he's certainly telling the truth. Or the Gemara says, the Gemara has, when the Edecha travels by horseback and he notifies everybody when Rosh Chodesh was, and then Memele, they know when the Yom Tovmar. So the Gemara sounds like it says that the Meikar Adin, you really should require two witnesses. Question is why? Why should you? Why don't you say Edecha then Meisum? The Gemara implies Meikar Adin, you really need two witnesses. And the reason why Edecha, they only sent one person by horseback. Sent one person to each of many different locations. Because it's a milsa, they're gonna find that. Everybody's gonna find that when Rosh Chodesh was. Sooner or later, someone else is gonna come from that city. They're gonna come here. So we're gonna find that guy told us a lie. We're gonna kill him. We're gonna tar and feather him. The next time he comes in our village, we're gonna kill him. So it's a milsa, no one's gonna tell a lie. So we know that there is such a club. Yeah, but over there, it's a vados. I'm gonna take the eggs, I'm gonna crack them open. 100%, I'm gonna know whether the goy told a lie or not. We're certainly going to find out in a month or two. We're going to find out where Rosh Chodesh was. So we're going to be furious at this guy. We're going to kill him. But over here by Meis Baila, the husband is missing for 2 years. Maybe he'll be missing for the rest of his life. So maybe an Eid Echad wants to do the woman a Torah. So he says, I'm the Chevra Kadisha. He's dead. I buried him. He put him at Seva and it's in China. He knows no one's ever going to contradict him. So it's not so much. It's not about Dois that it's a milsa. He may get caught red-handed. It's not about Dois that he's going to get caught. So that's a shaila. When the Gemara said this explanation, milsa da begulo loim shakarinsha, that's why Dechad is good. That's an explanation that's valid on the level of the Raisa, like by the Trefa eggs, like by the Kiddush HaChodesh. Or maybe it's the Taisa says, no, it's only a Dora Hadoima. It's only mid the Rabban Yishkoch Lakar. The Kumi say because it's a davar hadayim, because it looks a little bit like a milsa davar leglui. Then the Gemara gives the other reason why the echad is nema, because the woman would never remarry. The woman would never remarry because we tell her in advance, if it turns out that your husband is really alive, then you're going to be in big trouble. You're going to be teitzeh mizeh mizeh. And no one's going to support you, and you're going to be a grusha from both of them, and no one's going to pay you money, ksuba, and so on. And the vlap mamza from the second husband, from the first husband, it goes back to the first husband. We read of the riot act. So if she hears all of this in advance, and nonetheless she's prepared to remarry, so obviously she researched it, and she knows for sure she's convinced that her husband is dead. So that's the question. This svarim, mitochem, shachmata lev, asafi, kalta lev, bitchilosa, these are the two explanations that the Gemara gives. Why is that echadema? Either because milsa da avei legloi lo mishakri inshi, or because metochem shachmata ala besafe kalta ala betchilos. So Tosfos holds that both of them are only a fake. Minat Torah, neither really is valid. It's not really a milsa da avei legloi, it's not really such a good right. It's a dova hadayme, it's only midirabbanon, and yesh koach laka bedova hadayme. So that Tosfos has this bekama mekaymis in shas. The Ramban disagrees with Taisa. He says, no, the reasons that the Gemara gave are valid reasons on the level of their eyes. So that's the problem, how it works. That's the problem, how does it even work? Eid Echad by Meis Baila. Rashi holds that is based on Afke'inu. Rashi in the end of Shabbos holds based on Afke'inu. Rabban Kedusha Mene.
Haven't Rabbi also said, like by the Navi, that it's just about Ne'amanos, that really, if he's Ne'amanos, and he could be, and the Navi also could say that to do something in the Torah.
A Navi who has been established as a Navi Mutzak, even if he tells you, Labral de Retar, Bekumi Yasei Lohi Rasha, you have to listen. Right. Unless a Navi tells you to be Yaker, Rabbi Hashem changed his mind, you don't have to keep cautious anymore. So then we know he's a Navi Asheka. But if he tells you to violate one of the laws of the Torah, Lohi Rasha, unless it's Avodah Zarah, so any other mitzvah other than Avodah Zarah, then we have to believe him. We have to follow what he told us, if he had been established as a Navi Mutzak.
But that's different than. But it's harder to swallow here because it's a regular, and the Gemara, it's a regular thing,
and Navi is telling you the name of the Rabbani Shalom. This is the Nevuah that he got, so that's a Pasuk, Elav Tishmo. Yeah, but here, Yesh Koach Laka, where do the rabbis have the authority to be Yoke Dominator Bikum Liyaseh?
Didn't Rabbi also say about, if you're to Sathopai, that's it, Ace Masos Lashem, if you're to Sathopai.
Okay, in rare cases you say like that. Okay, Islas Lashem. Okay. Lohi Rasha, the Migda Milsa. Right, that's only Lohi Rasha, not Lederis. Right. The Gemara says the whole discussion that we had, whether Yeshkach, Biyar Chachamim, Laka Domen Ator, Bikum, Yaseh, is only if you want to change the din Lederis. But if you want to only change the din temporarily, Lohi Rasha, the Migda Milsa, you feel you're going to accomplish a lot by this Lohi Rasha, then you're allowed to do it. Even Bezin is allowed to do Bikum, Yaseh. That's the question. When the Navi is to be believed when he says Lohi Rasha to violate a din in the Torah, is that only if the Navi prophesies in advance that it's going to accomplish Migda Milsa? Or even not so? What do you mean Migda Milsa? The Navi says, I got the Nevuah. So he's a Navi Muchzik, you have to believe him. So Tosis writes, you have to have Migda Milsa. And others find that Tosis very surprising. What do you need Migda Milsa? Tzvi Yishchai says that. Tzvi Yishchai says a whole Sefer, Torah Sanavim. To what extent do you rely on Avim? To what extent not? So he finds that Tosis difficult. And then in Tziv, has a whole essay about this and his commentary on the Shiltas, and he says that he tries to explain Tosis, that Tosis really holds like that. Tosis really says that Tosis holds like that. Yeah. So again, so this is Rabbi Yechanan claims that the fundamental machlekes over here between the Posh Pshat and Igmari is that Rabbi Yechanan agrees that L'chol HaDeis there is a dim in the Rabbanim, that's Mishnah in the second parak. There is a dim in the Rabbanim, that's Shavu Yasu Elokai, and the Mishnah says, Im v'dievet teitze, okay? But the question is, what's the nature of the Yisr Shavu? It doesn't mean that mid the Rabbanim, that we make believe as if there's a real Sofik, like, I maybe get from Dinas Hayam, we make believe as if there's a Sofik, maybe it wasn't written L'shma. When Atari says, Stam Safer the Dynamic Magamirihim, there is no suffix, but Midrabanan, we make believe there is a suffix, so she's a suffix, Megureshes, suffix, any Megureshes. So the Edechad is really having Nemanis over here. By the Meis Baile, for sure there's a suffix. Maybe she's an Eshes Ish. That's a Sveika Deraisa. By the Get Lishma, it's only a Sveika on the level of the Rabban. So here the Shaila is by the Shvuya. Did they make it such a suffix? When I tell you, go Basa Roiv, go Basa Chazoki, he said she was not Nivala. Some of the Rabbanon, you have to be machmed to treat it as if there is a suffix, and all the dinim of suffix would apply mid the Rabbanon. They say, no, even mid the Rabbanon there's no suffix. It made a chumrah, because once in a long while a shvuya will be nensa by the nachri, or the shvuya will want to save her own life if she's chabshu al iske nefashis. They put her in prison because of they have a death penalty against her, so sometimes she'll want to be mezana on her own. That's two pshat and metosis. Why is the shvuya asur lakoy? Because we're afraid there shall be mezana on her own to save her life, or because we're afraid the nochri will be ma'anasa. But either way, if she's nivola to the nochri, she'll be asur lakuna. So is it that because of this chashash med the rabbanon there's a suffix? But he's saying, no, even med the rabbanon there's no suffix. Shvuya is bigdusha sakaima. They made a chumish. She's not allowed to marry a kohen, but it doesn't spill over to any other area. So that's the pashtus. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dais, Amud Avarechad, Dahainu. They both say, Shvuya Asu Lekoyim, but it doesn't really mean that there's a Sufik Nivalo. She's not a Sufik Bula. So that's why she's not a Sufik Bula. Still the Ches Kipsula. So she will get the Ksubasa. It should be Ksubasa Masayim. And she should collect Oinus and Mefata money. And she should be Muteris to eat Truma de Beinasha. If she is a Kohen, she's a Bas Kohen. She should be allowed to continue eating the Truma. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dais, Amud Avarechad, Rabbi Yehuda, Hodi Amar, and Nar Mishnah, that the Chumra mid the Rabbanon of Shvuya is only vis-a-vis marrying a Kohen, not with respect to anything else. She's not Safik Nivola at all. Rabbi Dais said that the Tan, that it's a Mishnah, it's not, but the Hezber is only in the Braisa. Shvuya Achelus b'Truma de Rabbi Dais, so she is a Kohenus, her father was a Kohen. So she was always eating Truma. Now she's a Shvuya, and she swears, she says that she was Loi Nivola. But the question is, but the Rabban, we don't believe her, and we say she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So do we really say we don't believe her that she's a Sofik Nivala? So she's no longer allowed to eat Truma? She was eating Truma from because her father's a Kohen. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. So Shvuya Achelus b'Truma Rabdeiser. Rabdeiser says she's Achelus b'Truma. She's not a Sofik Nivala Lakum. There isn't even a suffix. So Rabbi Yechanan claims that this is a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Dais on the one hand and the other Chacham on the other hand. And Rabba or Rava, that's the question, who's speaking over here? Omar Rabba, Why is there a question who's speaking, Rabba or Rava? Because usually the Gemara has Abai first. Whenever there's Machlek, Abai or Rava, the Gemara has Abai first. Apparently Abai was older. So first I'll quote Abai and then I'll quote Rava. Here they quote first. Gotta look in that Tosis. What's the hechrich that has to be Rava? Why can't it be Rabba? Rabba was the Rebbe of Abai. What's wrong if Rabba says and Abai disagrees? I don't know. Gotta look in the Tosis. Some kind of hechocha. So Amar Rabba, Rabba thinks that it's not true. Dilma lohi. Maybe it's all not true. Maybe Rabbi Yudah agrees that mid the Rabbanon we treat the Shvuyah as a Safek Nivala, with one exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. Why? If you're going to treat the woman as a Safek Ba'ula, then she's not a Safek Ba'ula. Minatar, she's Becheskas Loi Nivala. Mid the Rabbanon, we're going to act as if she's a Safek Ba'ula, so the man is Ma'anis and Mefata is not going to have to pay. So, because Shkadai Yishalai Hechaytei Niskar, we make an exception to the rule. Maybe that's all Rabbi Yudah said over here. Abba Hossam over there, Benegat eating Truba, maybe Rabbi Yudah would agree, Kirabbanon Svirale, maybe he would agree that she is a Safek Ba'ula and she's not allowed to eat Truba. Inami, perhaps another distinction. Akan, maybe Rabbi Doisa also holds that every Shvuyah really is a Safek Ba'ula. It's not just that made a Chumrim with the Rabbanon, she's not allowed to marry Kohen, and it doesn't correspond to reality. No, she's a Safek Ba'ula. I had a Zip ability, Truma. So he says, maybe, Adkan Lakam Rabdos Hasmela B'Truma the Rabbanon. Why is Truma B'Zmanazed the Rabbanon? Truma is a Dinda, right? So Truma is a Pasuk in Chumash. Why is Truma B'Zmanazed only the Rabbanon? So there are two ways to explain. The Gemara has this expression in many places. Truma B'Zmanazed the Rabbanon. Why? So sometimes Rashi will say Truma b'zmanazeh derabbanan because we live after the Churban Abayis and Loi Kid Shalasi Lover. Do we really paskan like that? That the Kedusha Rishayna, the Gemara talks in Yevamos about Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shnir. So Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun when he conquered Eretz Yisrael. It took 14 years, Sheva Shekov, Sheva Shechilku. And year number 15 was the first year of the Shemitah cycle, and that's when they began to observe Trumas and Maisus. So that was called Kedusha B'Shoina. Taisus there in Yevamos quotes, Rabbi Nachanan says Kedusha B'Shoina was in the days of Avram Avinu, what we read in yesterday's Parsha. Kul Mizal Baratza L'Arka L'Rachba Kilucha Tenena, that was Kedusha B'Shoina. Kedusha Shnei was in the days of Yeshua Benu. Taisus says, Taisus usually writes with tremendous respect about Rabbi Nachanan. Can't argue Rabbi Nachanan called Rav Dibri Kabbalah. Rabbi Nachanan had traditions from the Goyim. He learned by the Rav Eichmann, I think. So, but over here, Taisus doesn't have the respect. It's not correct, they say. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was no Kedusha authority. Kedusha B'Shoina was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Kedusha Shnei was Ezra and Nehemiah. They were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael all over again. So there was a Machlokes Hatanoim there in Yevamos. There was a Machlokes Hatanoim after the Churban Bayis Rishon, whether Kedusha Sa'aretz retained, whether it remained, or the Kedusha Sa'aretz was batla. So the accepted opinion was that the Kedusha B'Shoina was batla. That during the 70 years of Golas Babel, Eretz Yisrael didn't have any Kedusha. But then there's a further machloikis regarding the Kedusha Shnia that was created by the Ezra and Nehemiah when the Jews moved back to Eretz Yisrael. So they said the Kedusha Shnia was also batla at the time of Churban Bayis She'ni. It should be assumed Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Osi Lover. So the generally accepted opinion is that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Osi Lover, that Eretz Yisrael retains the Kedusha B'Zman Hazeh. Bir Agra in Yeriday, they put everything into one siman, siman shin lamed aleph, because we don't observe Trumas and Maaseh and Shemitah v'Yovel b'zman hazeh. So the Rabbi Yosef Kar put everything into one siman, shin lamed aleph, everything b'kitzeh there. It's a long siman. That's why you have the Sefer Pas al Shulchan. He took one siman of Shulchan Aruch, he made a whole Sefer out of it. All the dinim of Trumas and Maaseh, all the dinim of Shemitah and Yovel and so on. So the Bir Agra there in Shin Lamed Aleph quotes that there was a minority opinion that the Kedusha Shnia was also Batlam. But we usually don't assume like that. Some Achrayim want to say the Beis Halevan said it. Maybe Rashi holds like that. Because Rashi in so many different places on the Gemara, in his commentary on the Gemara, says that the Truma B'Zmanazed the Rabbanon. So Rashi says the Batlo Kedusha Saris. How then can you read the Gemara? If you don't say like Rashi, how then do you read the Gemara? that the Truma Bizman is Ezra Rabbanim. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, HaTruma Bizman is Ezra, HaFilu B'mei Ezra, was only the Rabbanim. Not Truma Bizman is Ezra, after the Churban Abayis. Not after the Churban Abayis Sheni, because Batla Kedusha, HaTruma Bizman is Ezra, HaFilu B'mei Ezra, was only the Rabbanim. Why should only be the Rabbanim? So the Rambam writes, because you didn't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. Kol Yoshveh Aleho is a pasuk by Yovel. That's a pasuk by Yovel. What does the Rambam write again? The Rambam doesn't write Kol Yoshveh Aleho. The Rambam writes that you need Bias Kulchem. You need Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem, the Gemara says, Benegeh Techi of Chalo. The Gemara in Ksubis and Avchav Dalet, here in this Mesichta, and Avchav Dalet, Gemara has two Lushainas. One version is that even if you hold that Truma Maisa Bizmanazez deraisa, because Loi Batlo Kedusha Soaretz, but Chala Bizmanazez will only be Rabbanon, because for Chiv Chala you need Bias Kulchem, Vayachem Al Haaretz. So you need Bias Kulchem, so in the Bia Rishayna, in the days of Yishuv Binun, the overwhelming majority of Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. The Noshim and the Taf stayed home by Reuben and Gad and Nachash and Shev and Asher. They stayed home. All the able-bodied soldiers came into the war. So there was a Bias Kulchem. Everybody came into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says this pasuk of Bias Kulchem is crucial Benegeh Techala and it's irrelevant Benegeh Techumas and Maisis. That's Beferish. So the Rambam is a Pella. But the Rambam says that the Chiyuv Trumas Ma'aseh Bizman Hazeh Afilu B'mei Ezra is only the Rabbanan because there was a lack of Bias Kulchem. The Gemara befeirish that Bias Kulchem is only Menegeh Techala. So Mistame, there must be a misprint in the Rambam. Mistame, the Rambam should say not Bias Kulchem, but you rather need Kol Yoshvehu Aleho. So Kol Yoshvehu Aleho is also a problem. The Gemara says Kol Yoshvehu Aleho is the Pasuk Benegeh to Yovel. That's the book that appears on the Liberty Bell that says every 50th year, Krosim Droba Oretz L'chol Yoshveho. What happens when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivo? 10 days into Shnas HaYoivo, Yom Kippur Shal Yoivo. So whoever sold the field, whoever owned the field, stay Achuzo. And he sold it to someone else now to stay Mikdem by the other one. So when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivo, it goes back to the rightful owner, the one who would have had it if you would calculate the Yerusha from the days of Yishuv Binun. So it returns back. And then also the Avadim go free, and Evidibi goes free. Evidibi is Lel Mem Tavoyda, doesn't go free. Doesn't go free B'sheish, doesn't go free B'yovel, only goes free B'shen V'yayin. And in Evidibi is Fakir, Evidibi does not go free B'shen V'yayin, but he goes free either B'sheish, when 6 years are up from the time that he was purchased as an Evidibi, or when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then the Evidibi goes free. So that's based on the Pasuk, across from Dror Ba'oretz L'chol Yoshveho. That shall proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. The pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Liberty Bell was commissioned to be made by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania. So they liked that pasuk. So they had that. It was made in Europe and it was sent by boat and it cracked on the way. So that's the pasuk. So the Gemara said that pasuk has been again to Yovel. Then the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim that's in Parshas Bahar in the Sifro. In the beginning of Parshat Bar, it's every seventh year of Shemitah, and every after seven Shemitahs, after seven times seven is 49, and the 50th year is Yovel. So Yovel only applies when you have Kol Yoshveh Aleho. When you no longer have Kol Yoshveh Aleho, the Gemara says, after the Golus of some of the Shvatim, towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, so Yovel no longer applied, but Shemitah still applied. So that Gemara has a chlekes whether observance of Shemitah is their Isa, their Abonim, when you know in advance that it can't possibly lead up to you. How do you read the parsha in the beginning of Bahar? It says every seventh year is Shemitah, and then there's a pause in the parsha. There's a new paragraph, either Psucha or Stuma, and then it says, and after seven Shemitah, then the 50th year is Yovel. So if you know in advance that you're not going to lead up to Yovel, does that mean that the whole observance of the Shemitah is only Midrabbanan? Well, you say no. Shemitah is the rice, even if you don't have Kol Yoshveh Aleho. But Yovel needs Kol Yoshveh Aleho. So Rashi and the Gemara quotes, that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Toras Kohanim, at the beginning of Parshas Bar. So the Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, and Daf Gimel, and the Gemara in the middle of Gittin, and Daf Lamed Tessa, so Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara Lamed Vav, the Gemara talks about Prusbul. So the Gemara seems to be assuming halacha like Rebbe, even though he's the minority opinion, that Whenever you know that the Shemitah won't lead up to Yovel, so the whole observance of Shemitah is only midrabbanan. That's why most of the poskim always assumed for centuries and centuries that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only midrabbanan, because we don't have kol yashveihu aleho. But again, that pasuk kol yashveihu aleho is only benegiah to Yovel, benegiah to Shemitah. How does the Rambam say that truma b'zman hazeh the rabbanan afilu b'mei Ezra was only the rabbanan? And he says because you didn't have bias kulchem. So bias kulchem must be a mistake in the Rambam. Bias comes up pasuk benegiah to challah. Nigmar says explicitly, and of chavdalah that it doesn't apply to trumas and maizes. It must be a mistake. Probably the Rama meant to say, because you're lacking kol yashvehala is baita shver. It's only a pasuk benegiah to yovel, and we extend it also benegiah to shmita, because if you know in advance that the shmita observance of the seven shmita will not lead up to the observance of the yovel, so the whole observance of the shmita is only midrabban. That's a condition. Kol yashvehala is a condition. Even in Shemitah. But where did the Rambam get the idea that it should apply to Trumas and Maisas? That Trumas and Maisas, Bizman Azah, Filu B'Me'ezra, is only the Rabban. So that's why the Beis Halevi got so excited. My son, Rab Chaim, the Rosh Hashiva, and Balozhin, said Pshat in the Rambam. That what? Once you know that Shemitah is only the Rabban, and because you know it can't lead up to Yovel, so the Mele Trumas and Maisas has to be only with the Rabban, because which Trumas and Maisas are in Marfish depends on which year of the Shemitah cycle you're in. The first 2 years you give Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The third year you give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. So if there's no Shemitah cycle in our Torah, so there's no Trumas and Maaser. Trumas and Maaser is a function of which year in the Shemitah cycle you're holding by. So that's what he gets all excited. The Rambam is very unclear. In all the editions of the Rambam, he quotes the wrong pasuk. He quotes the pasuk of Bias Kulchem, which is totally out of context. So that's what the Nitziv suggests. Probably a misprint. Probably should say Kol Yashveh Ha'alev. So that's also a problem. Kol Yashveh Ha'alev is a pasuk by Yovel. So the best he can do is extend it to Shemitah. Rav Chaim said that must be the pshat in the Rambam. So this is an ongoing issue. The Gemara says every so often, Betruma b'zman hazeh d'rabban. Truma b'zman hazeh d'rabban for what reason? So Rashi will often write because Shebot lo kedusha sarat. Sounds like Rashi holds like that minority opinion that kedusha shniyah was botla. The Kedusha Shniyah was Botla. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't mean because Kedusha Shniyah was Botla. Trumas v'amaisa b'zman is Ezra Rabban, afilu b'mei Ezra. Not because Botla. No, Kedusha starts as Deraisa, but because of some other chisorin, either Bias Kulchem, which probably is a misprint, probably a mistake, or he meant to say, kol yashvehu aleha. Okay. So that's why it's the Rabban. So what does the Gemara say? Liyolam Omer Rabba, either Rabba Rabba Liyolam Lohi. You don't necessarily have to say that Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Daisa Omer Davar Echad. No, maybe everybody agrees that a Shvuya really is a Safek Nivalo. It is a Safek Nivalo. But Rabbi Yudah said not that despite the fact that it's Vaday Loi Nivalo Milo also Biyuchsin, she's not in America. No, it's a Safek Nivalo in the Rabbanim. Just like that, the get, when you don't know if it was written in Shema, the Eid Echad, the Shliach Locha, has to say before an Echdav, you really consider it as a Sofik Midrabbanan. Was it written in Shema or not? Even though it's only Biyuta and Miyuta. So you also, even though it's far fetched, Rab Dais, Rab Yud, everybody agrees, he considered the girl as a Sofik Bu'ula. But the reason why Rab Yud says she collects Zainis and Mefata money is because they made an exception to the rule, Shaloi Hei Chayte Niska. Fine. And then Li'olam, you can say that Rab Dais also agrees that it's a Safik Nivala. Well, what's Rab Dais talking about? Is she allowed to eat Truma or not? So if a girl is Nivala La'akum, either she becomes a Zayna. The Rambam says Nivala La'akum becomes a Zayna. Some say she becomes a Halala, but Pashim Pirah, she becomes a Zayna. So she becomes, if she would be Vada Nivala La'akum, she becomes a Zayna. It's only a suffix. If you're dealing with Truma, there is a Safik, there is a Luchumer. Since Rab Dais lived after the Churban Abayis, I lived after the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, whatever you're talking about, Rab Doisa says, Betruma de Rabbanan, Akha Kamala Rab Doisa, that she's allowed to eat, Ela Betruma de Rabbanan. She's a Safik Nivel Ala Akum, so Safik de Rabbanan Lakula. Truma Bezban says only the Rabbanan, for whatever reason. Abba Benegat to Knas, all you need is that it should be a Safik, and then a Safik Mamayna Lakula. That's how Rashi has the gears. We have Abba Knas de Araisa, Kirabbanan Svirale. The Rashi didn't seem to have that girsa kanas deoraisa. It's not an issue deoraisa de rabban. Aval kanas de mamaynahu. So then I'm oitzim machaber. If the girl is a sofik nivalo, so then you shouldn't pay. So that's how the Gemara says. It could be Rab Dais only. Could it be Rab Yud only says a Shita? Rab Yud only says a Shita that it's a Yotzim and a Klal because Shalei Hechayte Nisker. The guy did an Avla by being Ma'anis and Mefata the girl. And maybe as far as all the other halachas, Rab Yud will agree that every Shvui is a Safik Nivolo. Rab Dais also can say, he holds that every Shvui is a Safik Nivolo La'akum and call it Tarkula. And Mimele, you say Safik Derais Aluchomer and Safik Mamayna Lakula. But when you get to Chum, they say Safik Da'aban Lakula. She's only a Safik Nivolo, so Safik Da'aban Lakula. So Rabba denies the whole thing, that he doesn't see that either, he doesn't see any Hechrech to say that either Rab Yudah or Rab Daisa holds from this newfangled Shita. There's just a Chumer, my loss of Yuchsin, she shouldn't marry a coin, despite the fact that there isn't even a Safik whether Nivolo Lakum. That's Rab Yechanan said like that. Rabba doesn't agree.
And if she's married to a
coin
already,
then she becomes a Shvuya. She, yeah. Mishnah has said she has to get divorced. Yeah,
she does get divorced.
Yeah, she has to get divorced. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the story about the Gemara tells the story about Yanai HaMelech, that the parents were married, and she was Imon Nishbiz B'Modin. The mother was a Shvuya. And then she swore that she wasn't Nivola by the Goyim. And they allowed the son to be Makar Kabanis Yanai HaMelech. They allowed the son to be Makar Kabanis in the Beis HaMikdash, and that wasn't right because the mother is a Shvuya, so we should really treat him as a Cholo. Yeah, even though she already was married to the Kohen. So already B'dieved, she was already married to the Kohen, but she didn't get divorced, and then she had Yanai, was born later. So Shvuya, who marries a Kohen or who is married to a Kohen, has a baby later. The Vlad will be a cholo, midirabbanan, because the Shvuyas are Asur Lakunim, midirabbanan. Yeah. So then the Gemara is debating, is Rabbi Yechanan right, or is Rabbah right? Amla baye, either to Rabbah or to Rabbah, whoever the Girs is that correct? The time that Rabbi Yudah Hachar Shalai Hechayt Niskar, is Rabbah right? That basically Rabbi Yudah holds that the Shvuyas really a Safik Nivalo, Nivalo Lakam, but here it's an exception to Lul Shalai Hechayt Niskar. I bought Tani, but we have a Tosefta that says, Rabbi Yudah, I'm a Shvuya, Shinish Basarei, Big Dusha, Safi, Labasas, Shonim, Subasa Masayim. You don't consider her as a Safik Nivola. She's considered 100% Vadai Bisula. So can't you prove in that Tosefta that Rabbi Yechanan is right? That Rabbi Yudah says, Shvuya is Big Dusha, Sakaima. That Shvuya is not a Safik Nivola. She's Vadai Loi Nivola. Even with the Rabbana, she's Vadai Loi Nivola. Just to Chumash, she didn't marry a claim. Frag the Gemara v'hasam, Abai argues, Mai shaloi heichot in iskar ika, that reason can't apply. So Abai is saying that Rabbi Yechanan is right. Rabbi Yechanan is right. The Rabbi Yudashita is that Shvui is b'gdushos ha'kaim. So Rabbi defends his position. He says, no, they made two exceptions to the rule. Made one exception to the rule, shaloi heichot in iskar, Oinus and Mefata has to pay a penalty. And Hasam Nami made another exception to the rule. It's not right. If she's going to marry, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. But we wanted to get a shidduch, so people are going to know the girl is a used merchandise. She was already nivola by a guy. So true, she's permitted to marry a non-kohen. Only asur to marry a kohen with the rabbanon. But it's going to be hard to get a shidduch because she is already not a psula. If you have a choice, all the boys have a list of 100 girls to take out. So they're going to cross her off the list. They have another 99 names. They have to go out with this girl. So in order, people won't want to marry the girl. So the rabbi says, just like made an exception to the rule over here, shaloi hechayte niska, so they made an exception to the rule over there also, not to make it difficult for her to find the shidduch. But basically the rule is, according to rabbi, that l'chadeis, there never was l'chadeis, a shvuya is considered a sofik nivola to the guy. Freg di gemar v'sov rabbi b'gdushas ha'kaimah. Is it possible to maintain Rabbi Yechanan Shita? What Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan thinks that according to Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Daisa, B'kdushas HaKayim is just a Chumer Midrabban. Gemara says, when you get to the din, that the Shliach Lo Elocha, who said, B'fanerach Farenechtam, Areza Lo Yisraena, because Hasa Mimchik Shuspeh, there's a Mishnah in the end of the second parrot. And the Eid Echud has said, Meiz Baila is not allowed to marry her. Because we're afraid, it looks bad. It looks as if he may have given Ada Sheker just in order to be allowed to marry her. So what would you say over here by the Shvuya? What's the din midrabbanan by the Shvuya? If we know that a woman was Nishbis, But we don't know whether she was Nivala. So she swears on a stack of Bible she was Loi Nivala. So that's the Chumim Midrabban. She's not allowed to marry Kohen. We don't believe her. What if you have an Eidechud who says that Loi Nivala, whether Eidechud is a man or a woman, who is in the same cell or in a different cell next to her? They say, I know for a fact that she was not Nivala. So we wouldn't believe her. That's the Halacha. Ein Adam Ne'eman Al Yedei Atzmo. Person is not Ne'eman on himself. And even the husband says, I was in prison. The husband is a Kohen, he's married to this woman. And they were in prison. He says, the Goyim never came. The prison guards never came. They never took the wife out. She was never alone with the Goyim. They released, they arrested both of them. They stayed together in the prison cell. And then they freed both of them together. They were never had the wife alone. So the Mishnah says, the husband is also Ishti Guguf and Balka Ishta. But if it be someone other than the woman herself, someone other than the husband, said, then Eid Echad would be believed to say that she is Muteris. Eid Echad would be believed to say Muteris. So the Shaila is, and Eid Echad comes and he says, I was in the next prison cell. I know for a fact that the woman was not Nivala. The guards never touched her. They arrested her. She was there for a month. Then they took her out. Then they freed her. So the Shaila is, do you have the Chumra Midrabban? Hareza lo Yisraena. So the Gemara said, there's an issue in Tanoim. There's a discussion in the Tanoim. So the Gemara seems to set it up like this. It should really depend what's the nature of the Chumra Midrabbana. If Midrabbana, there's a real suffix, maybe Nivalo to the Goy, maybe the Goy was Ma'anasar, maybe she was Mazana Birotzen in order to save her life because Nesrai Deinefashis. So if there's a real suffix Midrabbana, we treat it as if there's a real suffix, maybe Nivalo La Akum. So then we would say that if he himself testifies, he's the one who says that she was Loi Nivalo La Akum. So he harays a loyse and because hasam im chayk shuspeh. But the Gemara seems to assume if really b'kedushasa kaima, really it's just a chumra with the rabbanon, you should marry her despite the fact that we all know even with the rabbanon there's no suffix whether nivel or lak, but just that it doesn't look nice. So if that's the whole story, there really isn't even a suffix. So the Erechud says, I know for a fact that she wasn't nivela. It's not that you need his nemonis to be mevarid the fact, but not the fact so. Just the chumra with the rabbanon. So then we wouldn't have to be machmed the hareza lo yisraena. There is no hasam imchik shuspeh. Why did the Gemara assume like that? There's a question. Why should you assume like that? That if it's b'kedushas kaima, it's only a chumra bi'alma, but even with the rabban, it's not a suffix, but a nivalo, so then there shouldn't be a gzerim with the rabban. I don't know, but that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Sabar Rabbi Yehuda, is it true? B'kedushasa kaima is Rabbi Yechanan's pshat true. Taisa says all these kashas are only aliva de Rabbi Yechanan, the way Rabbi Yechanan held that there's a fundamental machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi there never was a machlekes. Rabbi Taisa just made one exception to the rule, and Rabbi Yehuda made two exceptions to the rule. But basically, everybody holds the same thing, that there really is a suffix whether nivolo. But the Gemara is asking now, Vesav Rabbi Yehuda, is it possible to say like Rabbi Yechanan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just a chumra bi'alma not to marry her, even though it doesn't correspond to reality. So Rabbi Yehuda, b'kedushas ha'kaimai b'hot tanya, ha'poides ha'shvuya, yisa'enom. It's very peladic a line. What do you mean? There's a mitzvah pidyon shvuy? Okay, the mitzvah pidyon shvuy. So I put up, they want $100,000. I put up the money, and I was paid her. So if I'm a kohen, I'm allowed to marry her. Why? But she's a shvuy of a kohen. How could there have been such a havamina? Taisis claims that was the havamina. Even though you don't have any evidence one way or the other, how can it be she's a shvuy of a kohen? Rashi doesn't seem to learn like Taisis. But it's only a havamina anyway, it's just an issue. Rashi and Taisis, what the havamina was over here. The maskana certainly doesn't mean like that. So the Tosefta says, Hapoides Hashvuya is permitted to marry her. But if he comes and he says, I know, I was in the next cell, the adjacent cell, and I was there the whole time, and I know that the prison guards never started up with her at all, they left her alone, so then the Braisa says, Lo Yisraena. Then you have the din, like Erechad Meid B'fananachem Fananachtam, or Erechad Meid that Meis Baila, HaReza Lo Yisraena, Hasam Imchik Shuzpeh, the Pasuk in Mishlei, that it says, you shouldn't do something, Harchik Men Akir Men Adai Melakir. He's not allowed, the one who testified that she's Loi Nivala is not allowed to marry her. So first the Gemara wants to make sense out of what the Tanakhama said. The Gemara first asks, Hagufa Kasha, the Tanakhama just doesn't read straight. Which doesn't make any sense at all. Why just, he's a kohen, he's allowed to marry. What? That's the din. A kohen is not allowed to marry a shvuya. So why should he be allowed to marry the shvuya? So Rashi thought that even in the Havamina, it's not as ridiculous as the way Tosafot thought the Havamina was. Even though there are no Edim who say, even though there are no testimony who says that she was Loi Nivala. Rashi says, no, the Gemara is going to ask a steer between the Resha and the Sefer. Hapoides HaShvuya Yisoena means if he was made Aleha. So it says he's allowed to marry her. Then it says, V'chadatani made Balo Yisoena. Then it says he's not allowed to marry her. Fregmam should made Balo Yisoena. That's what the Resha is also talking about. Hapoides HaShvuya is also made Balo. So the Tanakhama does make sense. The Gemara knocks sense into the Tanakhama. Before they get, they really want to ask Astira and Rabbi Yudah, but before they get to ask Astira, maybe the whole Tosefta is Mishabeshta, maybe the whole Brisa just doesn't read straight. So first have to make sense out of the Tanakhama. Then once you say the Brisa, the Tosefta is not Mishabeshta, then they're going to get to ask the Kasha and Rabbi Yudah. So they finally make sense, Holoi Kasha, the second white line. Holoi Kasha, Achikama, Tanakhama said like this, Hapodes Ashwi Umeidbo, Yisoeno. Usually the Eid Echodus says, Meis Baila, the Echodus says, he's not allowed to marry her because it'll look bad. But over here, he is permitted to marry her because the Gemara says why. Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom, second line from the bottom. Rabbanan, I put it such way made by Yisena. Why? He obviously is so, he knows for a fact that he's a kohen, he knows for a fact that it's Vadei Emes, that she wasn't nivola by the guy. Otherwise, why did he put up $100,000 to be put to her? Then he's going to turn around and get married to her. If he knows that there's a possibility she's a Shvuya Surila kohen. So he wouldn't waste his money to be put to her and then want to marry her. So what is a Shvuya made, but then it's an exception to the rule. Usually the one is made, but lo yisoena, because hasamim chayik shuspeh, hachi ben akim adem alakib. Here it's muta because lo shadinish, but if just made bo kedi, just made bo, then the Tanakhama says the same as the other two cases, the same as the Erechud is made that Meis Baila, the Erechud is made and Rabbi Yudah disagrees. And what is Rabbi Yudah going back in? Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Yudah says Benkach, what did Rabbi Yudah say? Benkach HaBenkach Lo Yisoeno. So the Gemara. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara says, "Not the third white line." Mikom kam kasha the Rabbi Yudah. Why is it a kasha Rabbi Yudah? I mean, if it's true what Rabbi Yechanan said, the Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Doisa Omer Davarecha, they hold the same. That they, even with the Rabbanan, there's no suffix whether the Shvuya was nivul alakum. Even the Rabbanan, just achulam achamra ma'ilo el sabiyus, but they never even declared that it's a suffix. So this whole din of Hasamim Chikshes Peh shouldn't apply. Because even with the Rabbanan, there's no so. Why were they so convinced that it shouldn't apply? I don't know. That's what they more considered that's Akasha. Mikom Akam Kasha le Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah, how can you say, how can Rabbi Yechanan say, according to Rabbi Yudah, that the Shvuya is Bigdushos Kaima? There isn't even a Sufik with the Rabbanan, whether Nenso. So why did Rabbi Yudah say Hasamim Chikshes Peh? Maybe there's a misprint in the Braisa. Ema say like this, Rabbi Yudah, I'm a benkach a benkach, Yisoeno. Maybe the Gerson should say faker, the Rabbi Yudah Lishitosa holds, Bigdushas a kaima, so there's no hasamim chik shespet. Or Rabbi Huna Bey, the Rabbi Shua, I'm a liolim kiritani, Rabbi. Maybe the Braisa, you don't have to amend the Braisa. Liolim, Rabbi Yudah himself holds, benkach a benkach, Yisoeno. But maybe his argument was lidivrei the rabbanim lididi. According to my opinion, benkach benkach yisoenam, because it's only a chumra. The alma doesn't. There isn't even a suffix with the rabbanim sheva nensa laakum shema nivla laakum. He really holds yisoenam. El liditchu. But according to Tanakhama doesn't agree. Tanakhama holds that every shvuyim with the rabbanim is a suffix nivla laakum with the rabbanim is a suffix. So then he argues and he says, it doesn't make a difference whether he paid money or not. According to you, it should be benkach benkach lo yisoeno miboyle. He's asking the devarim the rabbanu kamalu, and they explain why. Because lo shadi inish zibichli, the fact that he put up all this money, he's a kohen, is a right that he must be telling the truth. He's a religious person, must be telling the truth. What was the Gemara's assumption over here? Then the Gemara on the last line continues with the same topic. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Kedushasa came again. Tosa says the kasha was on Rabbi Yochanan. Tosa the bottom of Lamed Vav and Bey says this kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan claims that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Tosa Omer Dover Echad. They hold that there never was even with the Rabbanan. They never declared that every shvuy is a suffik nivul ala akum. It's just a mile of the alma, not corresponding to reality. Not even a suffik whether nivul. Freg the Gemara. Is that nitan lahi Omer? There isn't even a suffik whether nivala la akum. I go hatanya. We have a brisa. Hagiyarish and his gaira. Firoa sadam. Rashi explains there's the opening mishnah in Maseches Nida. You always have the first word in the Masech. There's a box. So there the word in the box is shama. Here is besula nisis. The word besula. So there, the opening word in Nida is Shammai Yomer. It's machlokes Shammai and Hillel. So the din is if a woman has a riyas dam, she becomes either a Nida or a Zava, depending when the dam comes. So what's the definition of riyas dam? Dam min amokar comes from the bayis apnimi into the bayis achitzim. Dam min amokar means from the lining, from endometrial lining. If the dam comes because something is cut there, that's a dam maka. A dam besulim, that's not from the lining also, that's dam because the membrane is cut. But dam min amokar that goes min abayis ha-pnimi into the bayis ha-chitzin is mitam. The bayis ha-chitzin is before it comes out from the body. So there is a far out chance that, let's say a woman has a riyas dam now, a 10 to 2, and then there is a far out chance that maybe the dam really came out from the bayis ha-pnimi into the bayis ha-chitzin up until 24 hours ago. But it didn't come out mechutz lagufa until now. That's it. It's not going to happen that the dam is going to be in the bayis achitzin for more than 24 hours. That's too far-fetched. But there is a far-out possibility, far-out chance, that the woman sees the riyas dam now, but really the riyas dam was up until 23 and a half hours ago. So, but she didn't have any hargasha. She didn't feel anything. Just she sees the dam now. So this is a chumra midirabbana, and the Gemara says they were only machmir. Shammai doesn't believe in this. Chumash Shammai says, Daya Shaita. The woman finds the dam now, 10 to 2. She's Tamei Mekana Labo. And we paskin like Hill, not exactly like Hill, we paskin like Chacham and Mermim, made a pshara between Hillel and Shammai. Hillel says, we have to treat the woman as if she's a Sofek Nida from the last time she made a bedikah, which may be a week ago. She made a bedikah a week ago, and the last week she didn't make any bedikah, and today she finds dam. So Hillel says you got to go back all the way back from the last time that you know Bavada there was no dam, and she's tmeil and afreir. So a chacham and maimer we pask and loy kedirizeh, not like Shammai who's too meikel, not like Hillel who's too machmir, but we are machmir with the rabbanim when you get to kotchim and truma, when you get to chulam and not machmir the gemara says when you get to kotchim and truma we're machmir up until the eis le'eis le'mafreya, she finds the dam now at 10 to 2, so we say. Any truma kachm that she touched in the last 24 hours, we should treat it as a sofik tami midirabana. That's meyes liyes, 24 hours with my friend. Maybe the dam already came out from the bayis hapanim to the bayis hachitzen. It didn't come out mechutz legufa. That's a question. Where is the line between the bayis hapanim and the bayis hachitzen? Where exactly is that? So everybody always assumed that it's the cervix. So Reb Shlomo Zalman printed an essay many years ago in. I forgot the name of the publication. Noam. There was a publication Noam years ago. So I think in the very first one, he came up with a chiddush. He thinks that the border between the bayis ha-pnim and the bayis ha-chitzen is further into the body. It's not by the cervix. He thinks that it's deeper in. Past the cervix, go further in. So we paskin that the woman is tamei mafreya up until 24 hours before when you get the touching tomb of the kachin, not when you get the chulin. Unless you made a bedikah in between in the last 24 hours, so then you only go back lemafreya mepkida lepkida, go back to the last bedikah, the pkida lepkida mameetas al yad meis leis. You don't want to go all the way back 24 hours if she made a bedikah in the middle. Pkida means a bedikah meis leis mameetas al yad mepkida lepkida. If the last time she made a bedikah was a week ago, so then you don't say she's tmei lemafreya up until a week ago, like Hillel himself said, mitamela mafreya till the last bedikah. They say Meis Leis is Ma'etos Hayad Mipkidel Bekidel. Deba goes back more than 24 hours the Chumer with the Rabbanon, and if she made a bedik in the middle of the 24 hours and there was no dam, then you can't go back past that. So now there's a Machlekes Hatanaim. Hagiyorish and his Gaira. The woman converted. She came out of the mikveh at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then she has a Riyaz Dam at 10 to 2 in the afternoon. V'ros Adam the same day that she was Mizgayer. So do you say she's Tameya Lemafreya as of when? As of yesterday, 10 to 2. But she wasn't Jewish yesterday. 10 to 2. She went into the mikveh this morning at 10 o'clock. She's only Jewish from 10 o'clock. So Nochri can't be a Nida. Nochri doesn't have when Nochri dies, then there's Tumas Meis. But the Nochri who is alive is not Mekabel Tumah. So there's a Machlekes Hatanoim. What's the din when they made the Chumra Midrabbanan that you metame lemafreya me'es le'es and mepekida lepekida metame lemafreya? What if it's impossible for some reason or another? You can't go back full 24 hours. It's impossible. She wasn't Jewish 24 hours ago. So do you go back as far as you can? Or do you say no? It's either 24 hours or nothing. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yosi. Hagiyosh and his guy Ross Adam on the same day, within 24 hours, after she was Mizgayeres, Rav Yehuda Meir, Daya Shaito, that you don't have the Chumra Midirabban here. So Rabbi Kivege comments, he says, look, he said, Rashi says the reason why, because it's either all or nothing. You see the Rashi, about the eighth line from the top. If it's possible to go back lemafreya 24 hours to be metame her, so then you go back to the last time she made a bedika, which is going to be less than 24 hours. But if he can't go back lemafreya, she wasn't Jewish yesterday. She wasn't Jewish yesterday at 10 to 2. She was only tevel and mikveh today. So the gozem kiddel b'kiddel. So we never machmer all. So Rabbi Kivega said that's black and white. The Gemara neither. Rashi says, he's quoting the Gemara. Gemara doesn't say this Bryce, and the Gemara says, I'm going to get to other dinim. So that's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree. Rabbi Yosi, Harei kechol anashim emetam, emes leis, mepkida lepkida. You go back as far as you can. Can't go back past 10 o'clock in the morning. She was only Mizgayeres then. She can't be a Nida when she's a Nachris. But you go back until 10 o'clock. Go back as far as you can. Sure. Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree with that Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed Vav and all. And the Gemara in Nida is like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So the Gemara says, okay. So the first line, the first Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, is a din and has nothing to do with Asugya. We're not talking about Shvuya. The Kasha is going to be for. The Gemara asked on the top line, so Rabbi Yehuda, because Shosakai Mubah Hatan, you're going to ask a Kasha. So the first few lines so far, there's no Kasha. The Kasha is going to come from the next line. Now, Utsvicha Lahamtin Gimel Chadosh and Dibra Rabbi Rabbi Yosi Mater. Leyorsu in Asim Yans. Another Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosi, whether there's a din of Havchana by a Gioris. The original din of Havchana in the Mishnayis is if a man divorced his wife or the husband died, so the woman shouldn't remarry until 3 months go by in order to make sure that she's not pregnant with a baby from the first husband. If she'll allow her to marry someone else, she may have a baby in another 9 months, and we won't know whether this is the baby from the first husband or from the second husband. If they would have had blood types like today, and they would have DNA, so we'd have been able to know whether the baby from the first husband or the second husband. But they didn't have it in the days of the Tanaim. So they made Gzeira the Rabbanan. What are you so concerned? Is what so bad if you don't know whether it's the baby of the first husband or the second husband? So what's the whole big deal? You mean when the first husband divorced her, now the first husband died, now she wants to remarry, so the child won't get any Yerusha from the first husband. The sons who know were born from the first husband, they'll get the Yerusha. And this son is born Sofik, son of the first husband, Sofik, son of the second husband, he won't get the Yerusha. So, but the woman wants to remarry, she's chalashing, she needs a husband. So because you're worried that the son won't get a Yerusha, that's why you don't allow the woman to remarry. So she'll give her child some money. It's not because of the Yerusha. What's the reason why? So Taisus quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. The main sugi of Havchana is there. It says Yevamos daf lamed hey kol asugi ayin shom. It's a whole sugi there about Havchana by Gioris and Havchana by Yisraelis, by Neshusish, Nizgarsha, or Nisamrla, when the husband dies. So the Gemara gives Amokim and Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu in yesterday's sedra, in last week's sedra, in Lech Lecha, Lias Lecha Lelekima Lezarcha Acharecha. I want to be the God of the Jewish people, Lezarcha Acharecha, from all of your descendants. So the Gemara understands from the Mashmas of the Pasuk, Lezarcha Acharecha, that you have to have a Zara Miyucha Zachrov, that it's important to know who are the parents of the child. The mother, we're going to know who the mother is. The baby bounces out of her body. That's not a shayla. But the shayla is who is the father. So it's important to know Zara Miyucha Zachrov. So that's the really what the Pasuk means. That's a din d'oraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua is famous. The Pischei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes from the Pnei Yeshua and the Gemara. That's only an asmachtim in the Rabbanon. That drush on the Pasuk, what? Havchana is a din d'oraisa. It's only an asmachtim in the Rabbanon. What's the reason why in the Rabbanon? So that's what Tosfos quotes from the Gemara. It's important to know who the father of the child is, because a person is not permitted to marry his sister, whether it's a full sister or a half sister. Full sister means we have the same father and mother, and a half sister means that you have to have the same father with a different mother. So let's say there was a son who was born to the couple when they were married together. So they had the mother and the first husband are the parents. And then the mother's going to marry the second husband, then she's going to have children from him. So we got to know, is it a half-child, is it a half-brother, is it a full-brother, maybe it's not a relative at all. So the Gemara said that's why it's important to establish by all Jewish people, I'm not talking by Gioris, but talking by Jewish people, it's important to establish exactly who their father is, not because of the Yerusha. So you won't get a Yerusha. I'm not so worried about the Yerusha. We're worried about a brother shouldn't marry a half-sister. That we're concerned about. So how far? So that's Gzeira Midirabbanon. It's only a dim, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. It's only a Chumra Midirabbanon Havchana. Even though the Gemara says it, commenting on the Pasuk, Yulias Luchod Lulkim Zarach Acharecha, Zaram Yuchas Acharecha, so the Pnei Yeshua says only Asmachta. How far do you go with that Gzeira? So the Gemara says there in Yevamos, the Pasuk B'Shat in Gemara, that was a loy plug Rabbanon under all circumstances. Even if the woman is 95 years old when her husband dies, she's not going to have any babies at the age of 95. But the husband was 100 years old when he died, so he's not able to father any children at the age of 100. Even if he was sitting in prison the last 10 years, she was sitting in prison, and it was solitary confinement. They didn't let anybody in. So he can't, even if they're both sitting in two different. So clearly they weren't together, she's not pregnant. And even if he was sick and she was sick, and even if there was no Shalom Bayis for the last 10 years, they didn't talk to each other. And even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he says that the woman is not pregnant, so Gemara says, the Pashav Shad Gemara, that it's a loy plug Rabban. That even under all these circumstances, you don't permit the woman to remarry within the 90 days. Now Moshe Feinstein has a very difficult tshuva. So it's a humorous tshuva. He discusses the situation. A woman went to an Orthodox rabbi. She thought he was an Orthodox rabbi. She said that she's married. She wants to get a get. So he says, not a problem. So he writes her a get and he gives her a get. He's not the husband, though. He writes a get, he gives a get, then he writes a patur. The woman is permitted to remarry because she's divorced. Right? And then she didn't know. So she's dating. She thought that she's divorced. She's dating and she gets engaged. She has a wedding day. And then they're coming closer to the wedding, so whoever's going to be Masada Kedushin says, but you were previously married, you had a Petur. So she says, yeah, she produces the Petur. Then the new rabbi investigates and he finds out that the first guy was a charlatan. The husband never authorized the writing in again. The rabbi wrote again. He's a faker. So Moshe said, that's a milsa de la shchicha le gozabe rabban. That never happened. Years ago in America, it happened very often. Years ago, it was very common that you would have rabbis like that who claimed to have long beards, they claimed to be Orthodox rabbis, and they would write a get on behalf of the husband, tell the woman she's allowed to be married. So Moshe says, "Amilsa lo shchich lo gaz berabon." It's a loy plug. He says, "No, the Gemara never said it's a loy plug. Gemara said even he's sick, she's sick, he was in prison, she was in prison. She wasn't talking to him, he wasn't talking to her. Ayala Eliyahu Navi. This is not one of the 14 things. I think there's 14 things. If either A, B, C, D." All the way till 14. He says, not one of the 14 things, that's not a loy plug rabban. That's very difficult, Shiva. The Pashup Shat and Gemara, that's a loy plug rabban. So that's a Shaila. The Gemara seems to say that they made a loy plug rabban on. Here, Taisa says, the girl is only 6 years old and the husband divorced her. 6 years old, she ain't going to be pregnant. She can't be pregnant. She can have Tashmish after three. but she's not going to be pregnant with a viable child at the age of six. Either she'll die, the baby will die, she won't get pregnant. Either one or the other or the other. It can't be. Not going to be pregnant and have a baby. And nonetheless, Tosfos is here, the Tosfos Shichas Lahamtin. They quote the Gemara Yevamos that says that there's a loy plug and make a gzeira ktana otu gedoylo. Make a loy plug over there. It's impossible. Like Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says she's not pregnant. It's impossible. So nonetheless, it's a loy plug rabban. So the shayla is, what about a giyuris? What about a giyuris? So giyuris is a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi in our Gemara, whether giyuris has to wait havchana or not. They quoted it in order to ask a kasha. We didn't get to the kasha yet. But the Gemara quotes it. The Reb Yehuda says a giyuris has to wait havchana 3 months. What do you want to know? What do you want to know? Whether the child, is, if she'll have a baby, will it be harosa shalab bigdusha v'leidosa bigdusha? Will the baby be harosa v'leidosa bigdusha? When did she become pregnant? Before or after? Okay. Yeah. The question is this mochom or less chomer? This din of havchana by giyuris. Is this more chomer or less chomer than the other one? The other one, havchana by a woman whose husband died or divorced her, so the Gemara had a pasuk, lios lochol elkeim azar chachrecha. Then Yeshua said that it's only on a smacht, it's not a real din deraisa. What's over here? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe this is a din deraisa. Maybe havchana by giyuris is more chomer. Even though it's, one will argue, but you see, it's more kal because it's machlekes Reb Yehuda Reb Yosi. If there is a din havchana at all, Reb Yosi says you don't need havchana at all because the woman, she doesn't decide to convert overnight. She's been thinking about it for a long time. So the last probably at least 3 months. So the last 3 months that she's thinking about converting, she probably will be careful not to become pregnant. She doesn't want to have an asik. The rabbis are going to have to decide what's the status of the child. So mistama mintra nafshin, mistama whatever. However loose she is in her personal affairs, but she's probably going to try to see to it that she's not going to become pregnant. She'll practice birth control or something to make sure that she won't be pregnant when she converts. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. The woman will be careful. You don't need havchana. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that a giyuris does need havchana. So the shaila is, do you say by giyuris also it's a loy plug rabbanon? Maybe loy plug rabbanon is usually on dinam de rabbanon. You say loy plug rabbanon. Do you ever have any loy plugs on the level of their Isis? The expression always is loy plug rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef Engel collects all the loy plugs on the level of their Isis. As a whole essay in Aswan der Isis, he collects all the cases that on the level of their Isis you have a loy plug. As a whole. So you have, okay, you have cases on the level of their Isis. But usually, loy plug only makes sense on a level of the Rabbanah for the following reason. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zorah, the Mishnah says that they made Gzeirah the Rabbanah, you're not allowed to eat Gvina Sakum, cheese that was manufactured by non-Jews. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for the Gzeirah the Rabbanah? So the Gemara says 6 or 7 different explanations why. Why did they forget what the reason was? So the Gemara says, one of the Tanoim was invited to come to the committee discussion whether they should make a prohibition against the Gvina Sakum, and he wasn't able to come. He had something that didn't come. So the next day he heard that they made a nisan on the Gvina Sakum. He asked, what's the reason why they asked it? So they said, they're not going to tell him. You weren't there. If you would have been there, we would have discussed it. No, you weren't there, even though he was invited, because whenever the Chachamim make a Gzera D'Rabbanan, they don't reveal the reason for the Gzera until after 12 months. Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to say, oh, that's the reason for the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. I'm a learned person. I know that. I know when it's us. I know when it's Mutta. I don't have to observe this Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. So you're going to undo every Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, whenever they made a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, they didn't reveal the reason. Didn't reveal the reason, so they had to make a Loy Plug Rabbanan. Otherwise, it would be obvious. It would be a dead giveaway what the reason is. You're going to say, you're not allowed to eat Gvina Sakum if it's manufactured by a goy where there's a possibility that he mixed in chaza. So you see, because of chaza, they always made every Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, they made it in a loy plug in such a way that no one should know the reason, and then after 12 months went by and the people had accepted it, it was niskabla, so then they would reveal the reason. So they made the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan on the cheese, and for the first 12 months they didn't tell anybody, even the Tana who was invited to come to the meeting. They didn't tell him the reason. So the reason was forgotten. So in the days of the Gemara, they had 6, 7 different opinions. What's the reason why they prohibited the Gvina Sakum? So that's why we usually say that Loy Plug Rabbanim, the Gzeiras the Rabbanim were always made with a Loy Plug because they were always made in such a way that no one should know the reason. They didn't want the people to know the reason. They didn't because they were Chachamim Tzichon Chizuk. The people don't want to, they want to observe the Dinim and the Chumash. they're not interested in adding on more chumash. But the dinim and the chumash, we know what the din is. And whenever the din applies, it applies. You don't have to make a law plug on a din deraisa. Once in a while you have a law plug deraisa, okay. But usually you don't have a law plug deraisa. So therefore there's room to argue the point and say that all of those 14 things, he's sick and she's sick and he was in prison, she was in prison, he's 95 years old, she's 95, could be that all of this, the Gemara only has it by a Yisraelis who's remarrying, and there, the Pneusha says, it's only with the Rabbanon, there it makes more sense to say that they made a loy plug Rabbanon, because it's a din de Rabbanon. And a din de Raisa, usually you don't make Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Chiddush that he rattles off all the Bekiyas, he quotes all the sources, but there is a loy plug de Raisa, but usually in principle there is no loy plug. So that's basically what Rav Moshe paskins. Rav Moshe said, in the tshuva of the Igros Moshe, as a tshuva, it's a special case, but Valper, Rav Moshe said more. That let's say the woman will take a pregnancy test. The woman converts, she takes a pregnancy test. And they tell her she is pregnant, she's not pregnant. She knows one way or the other. So he says, if she knows she is pregnant, so they should write. We will guide the woman. We know that she's pregnant, and the first baby, if it will be born within the next 9-10 months, the baby will be harasa shala bigdusha. Will they do a bigdusha? Or they write, the woman took a pregnancy test, but no, she's not pregnant. So if she become pregnant afterwards, so that will be harasa will they do a bigdusha. We'll know what the story is. So that's where Rav Moshe was makel to rely on a pregnancy test. It's interesting, the Sri Yesh has two tshuvas on the topic. Let's say a woman is converting, and she is pregnant. So she knows that she's pregnant. We know the baby is harasa shela bigdusha. Do you say she's not allowed to remarry? Do you say it's a loy plug rabbanon? She's not allowed to remarry. She's living with her own husband. Let's say she was living with a Jewish man, and she converts. Or they're both not Jewish, and they both convert. She's living with the same husband. Otherwise, you're not allowed to marry milberes chavero. You're not allowed to marry a woman who's pregnant with a baby from someone other than yourself. That's a separate gzeira. Not allowed to marry milberes chavero. So let's say she was living with a Jew and she converts, so she's living with a non-Jew and they both convert. So the Sri Yesh has two tshuvas. So before the war, he didn't yet have the Oitzar HaPoskim. The project of Oitzar HaPoskim, where they had a group of Talmid Chacham gathering all Achronim and writing everything, Siman by Siman, and Sif by Sif, and Ebenezer, that started after the Second World War. So the Sri Yesh has two tshuvas. So the first tshuva he wrote before the war. So he writes, even if the woman is muberis and she converts, she has to wait tafchana. She has to wait 90 days before she's allowed to marry. We know she's pregnant. We know the baby's hayrosu shel bigdusha. No, it's a loy plug rabbanu, just like the Gemara said. It's a loy plug by hafchana by Yisraelis. Then the second shuvah was written after the war, after the Otzar Poskim already started. They still didn't finish. But when they started, so this is in the early Simonim and Shulchan Aruch. So he says, now that they have in the later tshuva, right? He doesn't refer back to the earlier tshuva. Now that we have the Otzar HaPoskim, so the Otzar HaPoskim quotes the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has a hechocha from a Rambam that Havchana, none of the Rishonim talk about it, and the Beishmol has a sofik about it. Beishmol quotes the Chalkas Mechoikik, has a sofik about it. But it's a loy plug Rabbanon by Havchana by a Giyuris. So the Minchas Chinuch brings the right from the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Malachim all the dinim of Yifas Toyar, so it says, "V'yoshva b'v'isocha b'chsa v'saviyah v'asima yerach yamin." The woman, the yifastor, has to observe avelus v'saviyah v'asima yerach yamin. And then later on, you can marry her. So the Rambam says you have to wait 2 months before you marry her because of hachana. How did it become 2 months? It's supposed to be 3 months. So the answer obviously is that 1 month he was watching her. V'yoshva b'v'isocha v'she. He wasn't being mizana with anybody. There's no one else there. So that's like a pregnancy test. We know that month she didn't have tashmish with anybody. She didn't have with him. She didn't have with anybody else. So the Rambam says you only have to wait 2 more months in addition to the 1 month. The 1 month was benochri yusa. Yoshev beveisach bachzaviyu simay yachyam. That's benochri yusa. So you see, you don't have to always wait 3 months. Lachash in his gaira. If you know for some reason or another she didn't become a beris a month before her gaira, so you only have to wait 2 months after. So that's what Rav Moshe, so that's what this, the later tshuva in the Sri Yesh was written after the war, after they already had the Otzar HaPoskim. So he says that, you see, it's not a loy plug Rabban. By Gioris, it's not a loy plug. The Hezbe could be, because by Yisraelis, it's a din de Rabbanon. So dinim de Rabbanon were usually instituted as a loy plug Rabbanon. That's the Loshen in the Gemara, loy plug Rabbanon, and dinim de Rabbanon. But the din of Havchana by a Yisraelis, that could be that that's a din deraisa. Why should it be a din deraisa? Where is the Mokar Chumash that you have to lahavchin Mizeresh in Israel, the Gdusha, the Zeresh in Israel, Shalom B'Gdusha? That's the first wide line in the Tosfos Sichas Lahamtin. Tosfos quotes the Loshon HaGemara that by a Giyoret, there's an Inyan Havchana to know whether the baby was Hairasa, Shalom B'Gdusha, Veleidasa B'Gdusha, the baby was Hairasa, Veleidasa B'Gdusha. Where is that a Mokar and Chumash? Where is a din deraisa? So Rav Soloveitchik had his suggestion. They have an essay, Viki Dashtoi. So the Gemara says, "Vikidashtem parsha samar." Vikidashtem, you have to be mechabed the Kohanim amongst us. You have to be mechabed the Kohanim. Vikidashtoi. So the Gemara says you have to give the Kohen the first aliyah, mechabed him to bench mezumen and so on. The Chaldovish of Vikidusha of Teruchish. Rav Soloveitchik taught that maybe Vikidashtem means you have to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael, not just Vikidashtem to be mechabed the Kohanim. Maybe included in Vikidashta is to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. He was very concerned that by many of the secular Jews, they just barely know that they're Jewish. A girl comes to marry, a boy comes to marry, you're Kohen Levi Yisrael, does know what it's all about, does not Kohen Levi Yisrael. You know, you only do Pidyon HaBen, even if a boy marries a girl, you don't do Pidyon HaBen if the father and the mother is a Kohen or a Levi. So people don't know if they're Kohen or Levi. So this is an American Shaila, one of the Rabbanim in America years ago. I said, truly about that, do you say Hamoitzim HaChavera, all of Haraya? The father and the mother don't know, the father, mother, the baby, they don't know whether the Kohanim are Levian. So do you say, well, everybody's a Suffolk Kohen, Suffolk Levi, so Hamoitzim HaChavera, all of Haraya, you don't have to pay? Suffolk Manav Akula? They say, no, you go Basarayv, Yidnayin Halchim Maman Acharayv. So they have tshuvas about that. Now, Soloveitchik was concerned that the Yuchsin of being lost in America, so when he started his Maimonides day school, so he insisted when they have the students write on the examination papers and when they hand in the Hebrew homework, so they should write the name, they should write the Elio HaKoyen Shechta, Elio HaLevi Shechta, they should put HaKoyen HaLevi, even though in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the end of Bar Basra, it's obvious that they only write HaKoyen HaLevi in a shtar, if you have two Yosef ben Shimon who live in the same city, they have exactly the same name, then you have to write HaKoyen HaLevi to know whether you're talking about this one, talking about that one. But if there are no two Yosef ben Shimons in the same city, or there are 25 Yosef ben Shimons in the same city, and half of them are all Kohanim, so you're not going to accomplish anything by writing HaKoyen HaLevi, so then you don't bother writing it. We have a minig, you always write. Pliny ben Pliny HaKoyen, Pliny ben Pliny HaLevi. But in the days of the Mishnais, it's clear they only wrote HaKoyen HaLevi if there were two Yosef ben Shimon, in order that the shtar should be Muchach Mitoch, whom you're talking about. So he felt that in America, the Yuchsin are being lost, and in order to preserve the Yuchsin, you have to drill it into everybody, whether they're Kohanim or Levim. So he thought that maybe this din of Havchana by the Gioris is a din deraisa based on the pasuk of the Kidashtai. That the Kiddushah should be broadened out, even in the original source in the Chumash, only talking about Kohanim to be Mechabit Kohanim. He thought that maybe it includes also something much broader to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. So that's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe Paskan Halacha like this, he didn't have the Sridi Yesh. Rav Moshe said the same as the Sridi Yesh. Sridi Yesh said it based on the Minchas Chinuch, had the Hoichocha from the Rambam, that by a Gioris it's not a Loi Plug. There used to be a rabbi here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Louis Bernstein. He was off and on. He was the president of the Rabbinical Council of America more than once. And then he was involved with Mizrahi. He was very involved with the Jewish agency. He used to teach here in the yeshiva. He was rabbi in a shul in Queens. So whenever the Jewish agency had a mixed marriage and they were going to move to Eretz Yisrael and someone wanted to convert, so they always used to send him to him. And he was basically an Orthodox rabbi. He'd always take care of the conversion. So he told us that it happened more than once. He would convert the woman and he would marry them on the same day. So he got the phone calls from the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael. How can you do that? What do you mean? The same day you converted them, you married them. What happened to the Havchana? So every time they would ask him, so he would say he had them take a pregnancy test and he lied on Ramah's tshuva. That by a Gioris it's not a loy pluk, and if you take a pregnancy test, sometimes the pregnancy test only shows that she's pregnant if she's already pregnant a month or something, or pregnant 2 weeks. But so you have to make sure that you take a pregnancy test that works well. He said they once. Sometimes he would marry these couples, he would convert the woman, then he would marry the couple the same day. And every so often he would fill out a ksuba. There was a Hebrew side and an English side. He would only fill out the Hebrew side. He said he never filled out the English side of the ksuba. So when the couple would come to Eretz Yisrael, they would say, "Who married you?" So they said, "Rabbi Louis Bernstein." So they wouldn't believe it. Louis Bernstein, and he didn't fill out the English side. So they would call up. They thought it was a forgery. How can it be? Louis Bernstein would certainly fill out the English side. So he said, he never fills out the English side. Not mechuyev to. They brought him a ksuba that had Hebrew in it. He said, he only fills out the Hebrew. Never bothers to fill out the English. He was a very colorful person. Anyway, this is a Gemara. It's Nagir Lalacha, the Dinim of Avchon. So what did the Gemara quote this for? Yeah?
It's a local unit. The girl's going to marry even if neither person to come.
Yeah, because we want to know whether the baby that she may have after she'll marry the second husband, if she'll have a baby soon, 9-10 months after she gets married, will it be the baby from the first husband or the second husband?
I've already said that Yerusha didn't care. Like, what would be a reason?
Not because of Yerusha. We don't want a half-brother to marry a half-sister. We'll think that that the woman only had babies from the first husband, and now the baby she has from the second husband. The second husband, it's really a baby from the first husband. And there may be another child from the first husband from a different wife who will be a half-brother of this baby. They'll have the same father with a different mother. That's Tosis quotes from the Gemara, your mom is like that. So what did the Gemara... So the Gemara quoted a long brisa. The brisa starts on the top line of Hatanya, the Sakna Hagiris. So the first machlegs are Rabbi Rabbi Yossi about Meisleis. Rabbi Kivega refers you to the Gemara Nida Lamavav. That's a machlekes. How far do you go with the gzera de rabban meisleis? If you know it, you can't have the full 24 hours. She wasn't even Jewish 24 hours ago. So Rabbi Yehuda, we really hold like Rabbi Yehuda on that. If you can't go back the whole 24 hours, so the gzera de rabban was never made, even with b'kida l'b'kida. You don't even see the all or nothing. So that's how we pass. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree. Rabbi Yossi says go back as far as he can. So that was not relevant to our topic. The second machlekes is relevant. The second machlekes is why they quoted it. There was a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Tzvicha starting from the fourth line from the top of the Amud, Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Tzvicha lehamtin gimel chadash and the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi matal liyos when also miyad. It's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. If a girl converts, you have to be choshesh that she may be pregnant or not. Rabbi Yehuda says you are choshesh that she was pregnant, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not choshesh. So there you have it. Rabbi Yehuda says you're dealing with non-Jews, you're choshesh that the girl is pregnant. So how can you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the woman is a shvuya, that you're not choshesh? She's nishbas biyad ha-nochrim. Of course, whenever there are nochrim, you have to be choshesh, then maybe she's pregnant. So the Gemara says, what are you mixing together two different things? Here you're talking about a shvuya. The woman is a shvuya. She doesn't want to be mezana with the guy. There, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a non-Jewish woman decides to converse. A non-Jewish woman is allowed to live with a non-Jewish man. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to be concerned. Maybe she just had an affair. Maybe she's pregnant, she doesn't realize it, now she's converting, so you have to have avchana. But here he's talking about a shvuya, she's Jewish, and the shaboya is a goy, so she's not going to let him touch her. She's gonna resist, she's going to fight back. That's what the Gemara says. Amalei, who asked the kasha? The last line. Amalei, Rapapa, Barshmule, Rabbi Yosef. Yes, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef answers, Amalei, Rabbi Yosef answers the kasha. Giyoris ha-shvuya karam is giyoris lamintura nafsha. The girl, there's no reason why she should prevent herself from becoming pregnant. She's allowed to live with the guy. So of course, Yehuda says there's a concern she may be pregnant. Or b'shvuya mintra nafsha. But the shvuya, she's going to try to protect herself. She doesn't want to be raped. She doesn't want to be attacked by the nochri. So she's going to protect herself. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda said that big dushosakai. That's the simple answer. In the common practices, whenever a woman converts, the Bezna always asks, are you pregnant? Even if she's a single, they ask, are you pregnant? Why do they ask if she's pregnant? Because the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches, Moberish and his Gaira, Beno, Ein Tzarich Tefillah. If a pregnant woman converts, and not only is the Tefillah Ola for her, Tefillah is Ola for the Uber also. When the Uber will be born, you won't have to be Megar the baby with another Tefillah, tefillah the mother has now is good enough. Gemara asks, how can it be? But the mother's body should be a chatzitza. Gemara explains why it's legitimate. So the Dogam Levava, the Nari Bihud, in his comments printed on the side of the Eruday, Hilchas Geiris writes, and that's the accepted practice, that the Bezdin, a Geiris is only valid if the Geiris Tevel in the presence of the Bezdin. So the Bezdin has to know that the Geiris Tevel. Let's say someone is swimming, a man is swimming in the ocean, and then there are three rabbis swimming near him, and then he comes out and he says, by the way, I was not Jewish, and I just dipped in the ocean in order to shem Geiris. They didn't know at the time that he was a Geir. So that's not valid. They have to know, B'shas Maisa, that he's a Geir, that he wants to convert. So yeah, what if the woman is pregnant, so the Bezdin is needed for the conversion of the mother as well as for the conversion of the Uber. So the Bezdin has to know that the woman is pregnant. If they didn't know that she was pregnant, so then the Geiris of the Uber took place without a benefit of a Bezdin. So that's not acceptable. So a couple of years ago, there was I'm in the OU office every Friday. So they have NTSYs in the same building. So the rabbi who runs the whole NTSY called me up weeks in advance. He says he wants to introduce me to a girl who's preparing for conversion. She used to go to NTSY, and then she realized she's not Jewish, and then she wants to convert. So fine. So he brings her in one Friday morning. So she tells me that she every Shabbos, either she spends in Muncie or in Borough Park and Flatbush, always with all of from a Jewish church. So then so I met her, and sure, I wished her good luck. And then a couple of months later, so she converted. So then the rabbi calls me up a month later. He has a shayla. When the girl went into the mikveh, so he asked her, are you pregnant? So she said, of course I'm not pregnant. I'm single. Then a miracle turned out. She was pregnant. So she wants to know, did that invalidate her conversion? Why did the rabbis ask if she's pregnant? So I said, no, it doesn't invalidate her conversion. It's the conversion of the baby. When the baby will be born, she'll have to be toivel the baby again. So then there was a whole shayla. She didn't want to wait. I guess she was going to marry the guy who made her pregnant, whoever. So the question was, she would prefer that she should go to mikveh again a second time now for the conversion of the baby rather than wait till after the baby is born. And the whole world should know that that this baby was her rosh hashanah bigdusha v'leidos bigdusha. So the shayla was, would it be acceptable if she'll go to mikveh a second time? Because the Gemara says it's, the Gemara gives all explanation why it's not a chatzitza. So I thought that it's not acceptable. I thought that it's only valid if the mother is toivel l'shem geiris, so the tefillah on the mother is good on the uber as well. But if the mother is already Jewish, and now she's only being toivel for the purpose of the baby, I thought based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it wouldn't be good. So this rabbi who did the conversion for her heard from other rabbis that it is good, so that's what they did. They went to mikveh a second time. And then they went and they asked Rabbi Yashiv, who was still alive at that time. Rabbi Yashiv was only 98 years old at that time, but it was very strong and forceful. He said, absolutely no good. It's absolutely no good. So the rabbi who asked him in the Shaila, Rabbi Morgenstern, had researched a little bit. So he started to argue with him a little bit. He said, no, it's no good, no good. He worked it out years ago. And they started to ask him what it says in this sefer. So he said, no, it's a misprint in that sefer. He knew which sefer, and he said, no, it's a misprint. Because in Shulchan Aruch, when they quote from that sefer, they have something in parentheses, something in brackets. Says, no, one of the girsas is wrong. It's only valid. Then some of the boys asked the local rabbanim over here. So they asked Rabbi Geli, who needs a refuah shlemi. Yes, Rabbi Geli. Rabbi Geli thought it's no good. Then they asked Rabbi Mantel. That one of the boys ate by Rabbi Geli on Friday night, and he ate by Rabbi Mantel on Shabbos morning. Rabbi Geli thought it's no good. Now Rabbi Mantel thought that it is good. So that's questionable. That is questionable. Can the woman be toivel a second time? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.
What's the address for Rabbi Yashir tonight? Jonathan made up that he was a teacher.